St. Gertrude the Great, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, today, children, is the octave day of our patroness of this church, St. Gertrude the Great. And whenever I think of St. Gertrude, I automatically make the connection with the Sacred Heart of Jesus. You know that our Lord once told St. Gertrude, "You shall find me in the heart of Gertrude." And that's a very beautiful thought, isn't it? And it makes us think of how much God loves to live in the heart of us. It makes us think, ultimately, of the love of the Sacred Heart of Jesus for all of us. Oftentimes, we grow up, even from the time that we're little children, like some of you are, with the idea that God is someone who only is around to punish us when we do wrong, or someone who is unhappy with us all the time and angry when we sin. Well, it's true, he does get angry when we sin, but it's a just anger. But he's not always waiting for us to fall so that he can punish us. That's not what God does. God is also very loving. And this is something that we often forget. One of my favorite prayers is one that we say every Friday at benediction. Sacred Heart of Jesus, I believe in thy love for me. I believe. That's a beautiful thing. I believe that you, my God, love me, a sinner. And another thought that I always liked in connection with the Sacred Heart of Jesus is that God has loved us from all eternity. Think of that for just a moment, children. Eternity. Before anything was created, before the world, before the angels, before you were created, from all eternity, you were in the mind of God. God knew you perfectly from all eternity and loved you from that time, so to speak, from all eternity. But how do we know that God loves us? This is something that's I find interesting to think about frequently. Well, you have to think, what is love? Love means to do for others, to forget yourself and do up for others and think of their own good. So think of all that God has done for us to prove his love. First of all, he has created us. He's made us out of nothing. Secondly, even though we sinned and we became his enemies, he redeemed us. God became a little child. Why? Because as God, he couldn't suffer. As a child and as a human being, he could. God sent his only begotten Son, and he sent him for that reason, for the crucifix, so that he could suffer and so that he could die for our sins. Greater love than this, Jesus tells us this, greater love than this no man has, that he lay down his life for his friend. And that's exactly what our Lord did for us. And thirdly, think of all the other things he has given us. A guardian angel who is always by our side. He's there guarding us, guiding us, and protecting us. And he's right now, he's praying there at your side. He's praying along with you. And he's praying for you. And then fourthly, he has surrounded you with people who care about you. That's one of God's proof, of the proofs of God's love, that he surrounds you with people that care about you. Parents and teachers and priests and friends. All of us here, we're here to help you. Help you what? To get to heaven. That is a sign of God's love for us. And then think, too, of the Blessed Sacrament. You know what Bishop Sheen said once? And this thought always struck me, that the greatest love story is contained in a tiny white host. That's something to think about. How much God loves us that he would be in the Blessed Sacrament to keep us company and to become the food of our souls. And lastly, think of that he gave us his Blessed Mother, who is always praying for us and who is most powerful and whose prayers are always heard by her divine Son. Now, to end the sermon, when we think of this doctrine, the love of God for us, then what do we have to do? Well, we have to love God in return. It's more than just a feeling, remember. What do we have to do? Well, our Lord tells us, children, if you love me, he says, then keep my commandments. Keep his commandments. Always do your best to obey the Ten Commandments of God. And then also offer him all of your trials. School can be a very big cross, but offer it up for the love of God. And then also be kind to your neighbor. Even if he's mean and rude and unkind to you, always be kind back. Because if you're not kind to your neighbor, if you don't love your neighbor, that's a sign that you don't love God enough. So let us today pray to the Sacred Heart to make us love him more and more. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.